Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's get to what you want to see tomorrow night.
All right, so I'm looking at this. I still look at the preseason third game as the dress rehearsal, whether or not teams and players and fans do anymore. So I still want to see the starters play a majority of the first half, if not the entire first half, and then come out for the third quarter. I still want to see that. Now, like if Zeke was playing, I wouldn't want to see Zeke. And I don't really want to see Tyron and Zach. You know, just okay. Because of the back injuries they're dealing with.
So you want to put Dak behind the backups?
Yeah, I don't really care about that. Yeah,
why not?
Looney, Ciafilo, McGovern.
Why don't
Williams?
You care about?
Well,
it?
I mean, they were behind. He was behind Looney last year, and you know, Ciafilo last year, and you know, I assume that he's not going to be running around all over the place. Be smart about it. But I do want to see him out there with this offense. Tony Pollard. Handle a semi-normal workload, okay? Work as well in the passing game as he did last week with Dak. And do another 4 yard of carry night. That would be nice for me. I would like that one. From Dak's perspective, one thing I liked last week is that he seemed to be a little bit more aggressive. Go downfield. See open receivers, whether they're open or not. And we talked about that with John Kitna. What looks open and what is open are two different things. You know, and it seemed like last week he kind of figured that out. It seemed like in camp he had kind of figured that out, but got to see it continuously on a more consistent basis, right? You want to see the same thing. I want to see no more than two runs on first down in the entire first half. No more. I am going to be charting. I am going to be counting. I do want to see this offense run similar to what it's going to be like in the regular season. And it better not be including a lot of runs on first down. Likewise, or moreover, as people would say, I don't want to see any runs following a first down sack. None.
What makes you think that those tendencies won't eventually become predictable to teams? No one has asked this with the whole analytics tendency discussion.
Oh, about not running on first down?
Yeah. Like, eventually everyone, if they follow what Warren Sharp suggests or the data says, then we're just going to have to adjust to something else strategy-wise.
Because your strategy is still better by trying to force the pass. Because if you gain only 4 yards on first down, let's say you're a 4 yard to carry team, which basically everybody is, you still have a second and six.
Yeah, but if no one's playing the run, that should affect your efficiency.
Right.
If no one respects or thinks that the run is coming, that should have an impact on your passing
game. It oftentimes does, but we talked about this with Dak and running, right? We want to see Dak run more, but Dak doesn't run more because the defense doesn't show him that it's a good time to run.
They also don't call as many design ones as they should.
Every read option is a design run.
Are you telling me, you keep saying this, you keep saying it's all Dak and you let the coaching staff off the hook. It infuriates me.
Right, because they don't tell Cam Newton to run the ball on this play.
Cam Newton is not running so many more times because he's seeing it every single time. Not every single time. There's some times when, like, they have not called enough design runs for Dak Prescott.
But Cam isn't running when the defense says don't run.
Then how does he have so many more carries than Dak?
Because they're probably respecting
the
pass.
How does Lamar Jackson, you tell me, why does Lamar Jackson have so many more carries?
They're not, Lamar's in a different position.
You tell me that Lamar Jackson just sees the defense giving him the run more than Dak Prescott? No, a degree of it is design.
But they're not going to design a play to run into a bad play, right? Like, if they're playing a defense that's containing on the quarterback and making sure he doesn't run, they're not going to run into that play.
I agree with that in theory, but I don't agree that that's why the Cowboys don't run enough with him.
Oh, okay. See, I think it's 100% why he doesn't do it. That's exactly why.
Lamar Jackson ran it 147 times last year. The Ravens were going to run him on plays whether the defense thought it was coming or not. The Chargers in the playoff game set up a defense totally designed for Lamar Jackson to run the ball. Dak Prescott last year ran it 75 times. You can't tell me that there's a 75 to 147 disparity because Lamar got better run look options.
You're also looking at it with, I mean, Lamar is probably better served to run than pass anyway.
Agreed.
I mean, he's a wildcat quarterback. You know, he's a wildcat formation QB. I would compare him more to Cam, and I just think Cam gets better looks. I don't know. I want to see Brett Maher actually make a kick. That'd be nice. Be a little consistent there. And then finally, besides Devin Smith doing it again or somebody else doing it again, somebody at that wide receiver spot separate themselves in the pack.
All right. 877-881-1053. Autoflex Leasing Fantex for your Cowboy checklist tomorrow night against the Texans. Anything coming in there against Deshaun Watson and company?
Well, a lot of people having the same issue with you, Sean. The problem with analytics from the 903, if you get 4 yards per run, you never pass. You're at 3rd and 2 every time. You still have to be able to do both. That doesn't make sense. 3rd and 4 every time. No, 3rd and 2 every time. That would still make sense. Yeah. So a lot of people kind of agreeing with these two factors that you guys are saying, Sean, specifically you, that the Cowboys need more designed runs to get free Dak up.
All right, here's some running game numbers. All right, this is more of a carryover from yesterday's discussion. In 2018, NFL teams with a 100-yard rusher had a record of 80-26-1. The winning percentage, again, if you had a 100-yard rusher, was 749. So that is bad news for the analytics people. The last 3 years.
What, say those again?
In 2018, NFL teams with a 100-yard rusher had a record of 80-26-1. That was in 2018. 749 winning percentage.
Yep.
All right? Mm-hmm. The last 3 years, NFL teams whose running backs, this is from Warren Sharp, gained over 75 yards in the first quarter. I'd like to see how many teams did that. Had a 10-11 record. Not great.
Right.
The last 3 years, NFL teams whose running backs gained over 75 yards in the fourth quarter had a 51-8 record for an 864 win percentage.
Mm-hmm.
So those to me are very rare things anyway. You get a running back with 75 yards in the fourth quarter.
Right.
But I guess that's Warren trying to show that if you run early and you're successful, which the Cowboys, if you run early and you're successful, it doesn't necessarily mean a W, but if you run late and successful, then you win 86% of your games.
Right, and that's where this 80-26-1 stat comes in. Teams, and this is what you always say, if you run it 30 times, you're going to win the game. You don't run to win, you run because you're winning. That's like, right? Like that's where the 80-26 comes in. They're winning because they're rushing for 100 yards because they're running because they're already winning, and they're bleeding the clock. That's how I took that.
All right, what about this Dak article in terms of the truth behind his numbers?
All right, so this is another article from Warren Sharp or his company or his.
And by the way, let me give you this stat: when the Cowboys defense last year played 30 minutes or less.
Mm-hmm.
Undefeated. That from Michael Lombardi. When the Cowboys defense played 30 minutes or less, undefeated. So there's still something to me about controlling the football. I will always believe for this team, until Dak shows us differently, controlling the game and the pace of it and time of possession will still be important. Chip Kelly got run out of the National Football League because this hurry up offense gassed his D out. So there's a danger to throwing the football 3 straight times
Cliff.
Of not running the clock whatsoever, putting your defense out there for long stretches. That can cost you football games. And I believe that that is a major, major factor for the Dallas Cowboys.
From the 816, it's all about balance and scheme. You can hold numbers and make them say whatever you want them to say. The point is the Cowboys need to be less predictable.
Yes.
And once they become less predictable, then the sky is the limit with their weapons. And that I 100% wholly agree with.
I agree with. Yeah, it's just about predictability and not knowing what's coming. And then we can manipulate all these numbers however we want in terms of, passing and throwing. But again, when you look at the Eagles championship season, look at how long their defense was on the field versus off of it. And that's why many people have said for the Cowboys, their best defense is a ball control offense. I think it was the case during that Romo year, the Romo DeMarco year.
It was, you know, about 8 minutes a game, 5 minutes a game that they had.
So do you believe in the run game impacting that and having an importance?
No, I believe in control. I believe in long drives having that impact. Like, you could pass the ball 10 times on a drive and have the same impact.
Yeah, if you can complete them all.
Yeah, that's the object of it. Yeah, absolutely. I do. Now, like, if you look at Cliff last year with Texas Tech, they sped the game up by design. And they scored a lot of points, but they weren't really good at scoring. They scored points, but they weren't good at scoring points. They didn't use per play very well. Like, they had fewer points per possession than Iowa, than Army. Army runs a triple option. You know, it's how you do your offense that also matters.
All right, the reports yesterday were that a Zeke deal is going to be done soon. That from Jeff Darlington. Ed Werder from ESPN says there's an offer right in the middle between Le'Veon Bell and Todd Gurley. Because of that, RJ decided to get in the studio and produce this for the return, whether he wants it or not, of number 21 to the boys.
Prescott under center. Handoff, Elliott, big hole up the middle. To the 15, made a man miss. To the 10, to the 5. Walked the down. Touchdown, Elliott.
I like Zeke, but that price is high. Them running backs get denied. That when they get replaced, the stats are the same in the football game today. Their time's done. Do you think we're nuts that we really never pay that much? The running game does not scare them, and ain't no team preparing for Zeke. We want to play with ya. Just think big picture. The Cowboys want to sign thee, but that deal you want...
I mean, me so angry.
Ooh, Jason's freaking. You say we need Zeke to win? We'll use him, because the RB train keeps moving. We've seen Zeke flying, in coach, not private. He'll sweat, wet, to Cabo on a jet. I'm tired of all these memes saying Zeke's dropping LBs. Hit the average back end pass to the flat end. Zeke will want to come back. So, Jerry.
What?
Jerry.
What?
Is the contract just too much?
God, no.
Face it. Zeke won't ever walk. Zeke will come back.
He's a freak.
Zeke will come back. You know, when it comes to running backs, Cowboys can get anyone to match that production.
Wow, impressive.
Think they're paying him what he wants?
This will be the last question on this topic.
Only if they're 0-3.
Well done. Troy with the drops. Choppy with the lyrics. What's the name of the song?
Baby Got Back? Zeke will come back?
Zeke will come back.
Zeke will come back.
There it is. RJ Choppy in the studio at RJ Choppy to give him his props on Twitter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.